Matzah is practically by definition really, really boring food. Most matzah comes from a couple of different Jewish distributors, looks a little like corrugated cardboard. When President Obama went to Israel last week, he complimented a piece, and Jon Stewart, the most Jewish man on late night television, couldn't let it slide.
That's good matzah right there.
I'm going to stop you right there, Mr. President. Good matzah? That's what's known in the business as a goy tell. Because unless that matzah was slathered in fluffernutter or jammed inside a chipwich, it tastes like the box it came in.
But there's a very strange thing that happens each year at a Philadelphia bakery. People lining up, in some cases out the door, for sheets of matzah.
It's absolutely delicious.
Susan Gordon, delivering words rarely uttered about matzah. She lives nearby the Metropolitan Bakery in Rittenhouse Square and has come for matzah during Passover for 10 years, as long as they've been making it.
Actually, my husband woke up this morning and used Wendy's whole wheat bread to make his French toast, and I said, what are you doing? It's Passover. I said, you ran the Seder last night. He's like, oh my God, I completely forgot. He threw it out and had matzah.
Wendy Smith-Bourne, who runs Metropolitan with her partner, says for a solid week before the holiday, her Fishtown bakery adds an extra shift.
We have sesame, matzah, sun-dried tomato, olive, and plain.
The matzah is not strictly kosher for Passover, in large part because it's made alongside all the regular loaves on the shelves. But Bourne says most customers are willing to overlook that. There are even fights over the last sheets of a flavor. As she rings up a purchase, she acknowledges it's all a little improbable.
Well, that's why we have people keep coming back, because it's turning something that was dreaded into something that actually now is coveted.
At least until Tuesday. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.